今天我们可以看完历代志上。
Today we finish the First Chronicles.
历代志上24章。
First Chronicles chapter 24.
第三节，以利亚撒的子孙撒都和以他玛的子孙亚希米勒，同着大卫将他们的族弟兄分成班次。这个在24章第三节里面讲到的这个编制的规矩。
In chapter 24, verse 3, with the help, we talk about the divisions and the arrangements.
有两个特别的这个啊体系下来。
There are two special systems that were set up.
亚伦本来有四个孩子。
Aaron had originally four children.
那么所谓的祭司长一定是长子。
So of course the head of priesthood is that the first right of the firstborn.
长子死了，次子就变成长子了。
So the firstborn died, the second one would come and take succession.
但他两个孩子都死了。
But his two first sons would die.
剩下后面两个孩子。
So I left with two sons.
所以以利亚撒应该来讲就是第三个孩子成为长子。
So Eleazar was the third, so he became the firstborn.
那么什么时候变成以他玛的家族的以利来当祭司长
？So how about Itamar? How would he become the
我们知道在撒母耳记的时候，撒母耳就在以利的手下成长。
We knew that Samuel grew up under Eli.
这里有很大的一些不明白的地方。
There are certain things that were not so clear.
啊，从圣经里面我们找到一些答案，也只能用揣测的。
So in the Bible we find some answers and also by guesstimate.
但这些都可以合理的去解释为什么会转移，或是说啊没有转移。
So it'd be reasonable to find the reason.
没有转移的问题，就是说，可能是在亚希米勒那一个时间。
So maybe in the time of Ahimelech.
因为他的曾祖父亚希图。
Because his father, Siya.
跟这一个撒都之父呢是同一个人。
That was seen as the father of Zadok.
那么后来在以他玛氏下面。
So under Itamar,
可能是过继
maybe it was a pass,
让他成为一个大那个祭司长
to become the head priest.
那么也许是有另外一个原因
maybe there was another reason.
就是那一个世代里面呢没有王
there were no kings during that time.
没有遵照耶和华的意思的
did not do according to the will of the Lord.
我们也知道四世纪里面有很多不遵照神的话语
we know in the book of Judges there they didn't obey the words of the Lord.
因为以色列当中没有王
Because they had no king in Israel.
没有王，不是说没有像世界上的君王。
So it's the meaning that they did not have like the king ruler of the time of the world.
不愿意把耶和华当作王。
But they were not willing to treat God as their Lord or king.
遵循他的话语。
And to obey his words.
因此呢，我们看到在四世纪的时候，有些利未人呢，他们的诚意都失去了。
So in the judges, some of their worlds were already astray.
也有到处乱跑的。
There are some people who ran all about.
再来就是他们没有拿到这个以色列的十分之一的给他们的这一个供养。
So they did not receive the tenth that was supposed to be given by the brother.
他们到处必须要去磨身。
So they have to see where to live in all the places.
这是我们看见四世纪里面的一些问题。
This is a problem we saw in the book of Judges.
四世纪里面四百多年来的这样子的一个问题。
So up there 400 years of this kind of problem.
到了这个撒母耳是尾声的时候。
So when Samuel was dedicated.
那你想说那个遵守律例会更好吗
？Do you think that by obeying the laws will be better?
我们从这个耶稣亚以后
，after Joshua，
就看到一句话。
We saw a word.
耶稣亚在
，when Joshua was，
还有跟着耶稣亚的那一些长老还在的时候。
While he was alive and all the elders with him，
他们都遵照耶和华的话行。
They obeyed the words and commands of the Lord.
那么他就没有讲不在的时候是不是有行。
But they didn't say after they passed away, did they obey or not?
上文的这一段话就可以告诉我们说，他们以后呢就偏离神的道路了。
But that phrase implied that afterwards they all went astray.
因此呢，我们在想这个还好，还是在亚伦的这个体系的下面。
But at least here, the system is under Aaron, the sons of Aaron.
是最起码在祭司里面到了以利的那一代还是在亚伦的体系的下面。
So even Elisa to the generation of Eli, they are under the division of Aaron.
最起码呢有偏之偏，那是可能各行己意。
So if there are people who went astray, there are people that went astray because of their own personal desires.
这个是二十四章给我们看到最后这个，我们看到大卫把这一个撒都跟这一个这一个亚西亚这个成为祭司长。
So we saw that
亚比亚他
here David made Eliezer and Zadok became the head priest.
但我们知道亚比亚他后来这个押错宝了。
But of course we know Abiathar made the wrong choice.
被所罗门告诉他回去种地吧。
So was sent by Solomon to go back to cultivate the land.
够辛苦了，下岗吧。
So he had enough, go back and retire instead of being killed.
那么撒都一直以来就这个体系就从这个大卫那个地方祭司长就从他们开始接下来。
So from Zadok became the came down the priesthood.
直到耶稣的时代。
等到他们祭司，
反之祭司的一定是撒都该人才能做祭司。
So they have to be descendant of Zadok to become a priest.
但很可悲的是什么呢
？So what is really sad?
撒都该人是不相信有复活的事情。
The Sadducees did not believe that there's resurrection.
耶稣时代的时候呢，这一个对于整个的摩西五经，他们已经怎么样，没有办法真正的领受。
That they were not able truly to receive the Pentateuch of Moses.
特别他们的祖宗。
Especially their forefathers, Abraham,
是死人复活，相信死人复活
，believe in the resurrection of the dead,
相信死无变有。
但believe in that,
撒都该人都不想这些东西的。
So the Zadok or Sadducees did not believe in.
昨天有人问我，我说，这个犹太支派、犹太人跟犹大支派有什么不一样
？Someone asked me what the difference between Jews and Judah.
我想想说，这个好像很简单，但是一个很好的问题。
I thought that this is a simple, but this is a very good question.
犹太人在旧约里面是没有这个名字的。
Jews actually did not have such name in the Old Testament.
耶稣的时代才有。
This name was given after Jesus' time.
犹太人呢？这犹太这一句话的意思呢，是希伯来文的意思。
Jews means that it's Hebrew.
我是用这个是希伯来文的译音翻成希腊文。
It's not from the Hebrew changed into a Greek.
那么这一个呢，就叫告诉我们说，这个犹太是从耶稣的时代里面才开始有犹太这个族类。
The Jews were actually named after the time of Jesus.
在以前呢，都是叫做以色列人。
Before they were called Israelites.
南北分为两国的时候，以色列国、犹大国。
So when the Israel was divided into the kingdom, was named the kingdom of Israel and kingdom of Judah.
那么犹太是一个民族。
So, Jews are actually a tribe.
犹大是一个
people,
支派或是人民。
But Judah is a tribe within a group of people.
就在这里。
So that's the difference.
旧约没有所谓的犹太。
So in Old Testament, there's no such thing as Jews.
旧约里面没有讲到什么犹太。
Then you talk about Jews in particular.
只有在新约里面才有。
Only in the New Testament.
这个是被掳后归回以后，他们居住在这个加利利。
After they returned from captivity,
撒玛利亚
and went to live in Galilee and Samaria.
地区里面的这一个以色列人呢，他们被称之为犹太。
The Jews that living there, Israelite living there became Jews.
那么犹太什么意思呢
？So what does that mean?
就是光明之子的意思。
就是 sons of light.
那么这个后来被称作是你很犹太，就很小气。
So when people use the word Jews nowadays, they talk about someone who's very stingy.
好像跟这个原来的意思不太一样。
It's very different from the original meaning.
犹太光明光在光明下的孩子。
So Jews means that the sun living under light.
一直说他们是有神的光，云柱火柱怎么样带领他们出来的。
That they have the light of the pillars of fire and pillar of cloud that let them out.
那么以前犹太人被叫做希伯来人。
But before the Jews were called Hebrews
就是讲到从河那一边过来的人。
Hebrews means that the people who came from the river.
那么这一些呢，都告诉我们以色列人他们整个的由来。
So it tells us the origin and the whereabout of the Jews.
那么这一些的由来里面呢，告诉我们说神他是有计划的。
So it shows that also God has plans for them.
那圣经里面呢，从来不会去跟随着历史的脚步。
So the Bible would never follow the step of the history.
是人类的历史后来找不到答案的时候，回到圣经里面来找。
It's because men could not find answers through history. They went back to the Bible to seek answers.
很多在寻求历史的这些历史学家，到最后都回到圣经里面来看。
Many historians at the end of their seeking the source that they will eventually all end up in the Bible.
因为圣经里面讲到创世。
Because the Bible talks about Genesis.
那么很多人只追溯到怎么样有文字的年代。
People only saw it when the civilization began.
那没有文字年代的这些两河流域的事情怎么来的呢？
So they also saw or seek where culture began, but without source, how where the culture began.
乖乖地回到圣经里面来。
So they have no choice but to return to the Bible.
但是我们对于这本圣经好像比较没有那么样子像历史学家的那么渴慕。
But unfortunately, we may not seek like the historians do in the Bible.
24章里面给我们看到整个在圣殿当中的编制。
So we see in chapter 24, the arrangement in the temple.
告诉我们祭司跟君王的地位。
So telling us the positions of the priests and the kings.
那么在整个的编制在整个圣殿里头。
So the arrangement in the whole temple.
就是要让我们在敬拜上。
It's for us in worship.
那么这些定位呢都是大卫里面特别定出来的。
These are set by David specially.
为什么神说他是合乎神的心意的呢？
Why God said he's a man after my heart?
因为他懂得怎么样敬拜神。
He knew how to worship God.
虽然他的生命里面更知道怎么样归向神。
Yeah, because he knew in his life how to turn to the Lord.
当我们看到他懂得如何来敬拜神。
When we see that when he understood how to worship God.
以前这一个抬耶柜就抬耶柜。
Before he would just have anybody take the ark.
那我们看到这个大卫是抬耶柜的，他在跳舞在耶柜前面。
And we saw that David was dancing before the ark.
哎呦，他这个是没有摩西的这个命令的呢。
But there was no command for Moses.
如果在那一个时代里面，我们就看到这个什么，他的这一个太太呢就笑他了。
We remember that his wife ridiculed him.
哎呦，你太前卫了。
Yeah, that you are so plain.
那么我们就看到这个是他是荣耀神。
But he was glorifying God.
但是现在的敬拜赞美呢？
But today is a worship and praise.
有时候呢，真的是太前卫了。
Are really very plain.
他不是在敬拜神。
They are not worshiping God.
他只剩下秀自己而已。
They want to show themselves off.
那这个呢？我不是不喜欢摇滚音乐哈。
Don't take me wrong. It's not like I don't like.
在学生时代，我就是玩 band.
Rock and roll music.
但我知道玩 band 的那个，那是被音乐里面的感觉里面在控制我们的身体。
Oh, I know that they change the tune because if the music in that change.
如果弹音乐呢，晃来晃去，晃来晃去，那个是在赞美神吗？
So it's because the music controlling us. Does that mean that we are actually praising God?
还是秀我自己弹的技巧有多好？
Or to show off how well I play.
这个的时候，我们就知道说敬拜神，重点是在赞美神。
So we know that to praise God is the main point is to praise God.
弹再好，如果让人转移焦点在，哇，你弹得很好。
So if you play the music really well and people praise you for it.
在玩 band 的时候，那个吉他的 solo 哈，在弹起来的时候，会让人家哇，这个人的技巧弹得非常好。
So especially when they play solo passages, people will praise them for it.
到底是让人看你的技巧很好呢，还是说，哎呀，我们一起来赞美神？
Is it really to show off your skills or to make people to praise God together?
那么在这里面就告诉我们，在整个的音乐表达的意思呢，就是要赞美神。
So it tells us here the purpose of singing is to praise God.
那么在整个二十五章第七节到第八节，告诉我们的音乐是需要教导跟训练。
In chapter 25, verse 7 and verse 8 tell us that the singing needs training.
那表示呢，我们必须要有一个很好的教导跟训练的，用这个美好来赞美神。
So that shows that we need to have teaching and training so that people can praise God well.
盼望我们慢慢、慢、慢慢能够有时间归回到音乐的教导。
I hope we have time gradually we can go back to teaching music.
不仅仅只有诗班
，not only the choir.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我们都是君尊的祭司。
Because we are all royal priesthood.
如果我们没有从旧约跟新约知道我们的地位的时候，
If we don't know our standing from Old Testament to New Testament,
我们就会认为
we will think,
教会唱歌的就是诗班或者敬拜团的人，
that the singing in the church belong to the choir or the worship
素质要好一点，
so their quality need to be better.
那么我们这位被叫做称为平信徒的人就可以平平了，
so those people who are believers can be just an ordinary
唱歌可以不用那么好，没有关系。
Yeah, there's our singing doesn't have to be that great.
恩赐各有不同嘛。
Because people say the gifts are different.
我们的观念就会往这个地方想。
Our concept will go in this direction.
但是如果我们往圣经里面看到这一些被安排的立位人
，But we see the in the Bible how the Levites up were arranged.
祭司的后裔们
，and the descendants of priests.
他们都要轮班。
They have to take turns.
表示怎么样？这个敬拜，这是我们的身体。
Because the worship is our body.
分这24个班次
According to the 24 divisions,
在那个地方轮流的敬拜神
that they take their turns to worship God.
当我们很多人看到旧约的这个班次的时候呢
So when many people see these divisions,
很多人就用形而上的方式也想是教会里面建造的一个体系叫做这一个24小时的轮班
So some people who make a 24-hour rotation based on this.
最早的一个圣殿就是没有东西的
But the earliest temple didn't have anything in it
其实一开始跟这个到新约以后告诉我们圣殿就是我们的身体的时候
So when from the Old Testament to the New Testament telling us that the temple is our body
圣殿真正的定义的总原则就是我们这个人
So holy temple the final meaning is us
就是要我们这一个人不断的在神的面前有敬拜赞美的心
That we have continued before the Lord a heart of worship and praise.
并不是有一个实体在那个地方
It's just not a physical body there.
啊，实体在那个地方，如果那个是怎么样一个时间，我们好好的去训练怎么样来敬拜神。
So if we have a presence there, we need to use the time to train to have to praise and worship God well.
就是等怎么样来敬拜赞美神。
How to worship and praise God.
啊，这一个呢，就提醒我在主日学里面要开一个班。如何敬拜赞美神
So it's reminding me that I need to open a class on Sunday.
参加的人一定不太多
To worship and praise, I think that not many people will attend.
你多就是你一个人叫做多
If you say many people, it may be just you.
你不相信的话我们开看看
If you don't believe, we'll have a class.
我告诉你前几个礼拜一定很多人
In the first year, could there be a lot of people?
慢慢的回去还要交功课算了吧
So many weeks later they realize they have to give homework
这个比上就业概念还要难不要了
No, they will stop coming
你不相信试试看
If you don't believe it, try it
因为那是要练习的嘛
Because it requires practice
要练习的时候这个有时候我们没有时间怎么弄
Sometimes we don't have time to practice
我们基督徒已经有一个习惯了
Because our Christians or us Christians have
我来听听就好了
I just come to listen
回去要操练了、哦、不要了、
哦、If I have to go home and train
那我当小组长可以、
yeah.
我努力我做、啊、
So as a cell leader Yes, I'm willing to work hard
而且报表哎呦、啊、那太麻烦了吧
If they have to write reports They say that's too much trouble
那这个呢就是怎么样我们只是愿意来恩告一下
So that means that we're willing to consciously have the anointing.
我们比较喜欢给人家恩膏一下，我们不喜欢每一天里面我们有自己跟神领受恩膏。
So we really like to be anointed, but we don't want to receive anointing daily from the Lord.
所以帮我们从这个24、25章里面，我们可以明白敬拜音乐在敬拜里面的地位。
So we can see from chapter 25 the position of music.Worship.
花这么大的篇幅里面来介绍这些东西
Why would the Bible spend so much
paragraph 就写到26章里面讲到守门的班次记在下面
So in chapter 26 are the division that are gatekeepers
啊，有可拉的族亚萨的子孙中有可利的儿子米斯利米亚
From the Korahites Meshelemiah son of Kore and one of the sons of Asa
他怎么样守门的班次
These are the divisions of gatekeepers.
就是叫什么啊？看住有没有破口的意思。
To see if there are footholds.
经常在那个地方有祷告。
And constantly praying there.
看见这个事情，守望祷告。
To on the lookout and then pray for certain matters. So they keep the gates.
连守门的都有班次。
Even the gatekeepers have divisions.
这是要让我们知道整个26章里面一个正确侍奉的观念。
So chapter 26 tells us the correct concept in the ministry.
侍奉里面没有所谓的地位的高低。
That in the ministry divisions there is no higher or lower positions.
但是我们自己，我们人哈，应都会有这种分别。
But in our man's thinking, we have this thinking that there's something higher and lower.
查经的。
Those who are doing Bible studies.
讲圣经的。
And those who speak about the Bible.
讲主日学的老师。
And a teacher who teaches Sunday school.
然后他很认真的预备这样教。
And they work hard to prepare and to teach.
他很尽忠在他自己职分上面。
And very loyal to their
job. 神也给他这样的职分。
And God gave him also this gifts.
但是在人的观念里面
，by immense concepts，
就是那是一般的基督徒啊。
Yeah, just ordinary Christians.
生命成长到一个程度的一个基督徒，他应该要这样子。
That they are supposed to do this when their life has grown to a certain level.
那什么恩赐比较高呢
？So which gifts are higher?
赶鬼医病的那恩赐比较高。
Those who have the gifts of driving out demons and healing, gifts of healing are higher.
认为有这基督徒有这种观念的人，请举手一下。
Those are Christians that have that kind of belief, please raise your hands.
哇，太属灵了，我们都没有认为有这种观念。
Not many. We are guys very spiritual.
麦克阿佩。不要骗我
Don't deceive me、
哎、我不是第一天当牧师
I'm not the first time to become a pastor
我自己都有时候有这种观念的你怎么会没有呢
If I have
我不能依我自己
Sometimes I have
that
concept
属世、
Yeah, I think that everybody has
that kind of 属世可能就我可能都有这种观念
Even I have that feeling sometimes、
哎、那个医病那个恩赐比较高
That the gift of healing is higher
啊，这个能够这一个赶鬼的那个恩赐比较高。
And the gift of driving out demons higher.
做一个小组长能传福音，传福音是放在最下面的嘛。
So the cell leader that we can spread the gospel to the
lowest. 哎呀，我们看到有什么先知。
The book that people talk about.
再来什么
？Apostles,
传福音啊
，evangelists,
牧师
，pastors,
教师
，and teachers.
教圣经的那个是最后面的。
So the teachers is at this at the end.
圣经都这样分的嘛。
You got the Bible.Divided this way.
你如果以为圣经那个叫做这个地位的次序的时候，我们就搞错了。
If you think that these are the standing in terms of their levels,
那表示呢，我们不是用地位的高低来侍奉。
That means that we are serving with the eyes.
那么二十七章里面给我们看到什么
？What chapter 27 shows us?
看到整个名单里面的一些意义。
That in the list, that the meaning of the list.
啊，每分定班次呢，每班是24,000人。
So that the divisions is 24,000 each division contain 24,000
people. 周年按月轮流替换出入服侍王。
That they were on duty month by month throughout the year.
这个就像当兵一样。
This is like in the military.
我们是耶和华的军队。
We are the army of God.
我们这个耶和华的军队。
We as army of God.
是要经过有训练。
Need to be trained.
因此呢，我们分作班次里面。
So according to the divisions,
编制好
arrange well,
像军队的班次一样
just like the divisions in the army.
按着宗族的组织
according to the tribes of the or the forefathers.
然后有一个正确的制度
and also a correct system.
很多时候觉得教会的制度是会绑手绑脚的
So a lot of people find that the system in the church is just it's a very strict.
但是教会不能没有制度
but church must have systems.
教会在整个的过旧约的过程里面就有这样的制度。
Even in the Old Testament, the church had such a system.
当然，教会的制度太多的时候，就变成好像我在教会里面有被捆绑的感觉。
So if there are many regulations, the church people feel like they're very restrictive.
很容易用怎么样心灵跟诚实来讲，哎呀，我只要心灵诚实敬拜，我来是要敬拜的，不是要被制度卡来卡去的。
They would use the excuse of worshiping spirit and truth. They don't want to be bound.
就是我们看到以色列人一出到埃出了埃及以后，到了西乃山下。
So we saw that when the Israelites were led out of Egypt at the Mount Sinai.
住下来的时候
，as they settled down,
律例就出来了。
And laws and decrees were given.
可见呢，我们要进入这一个应许之地的时候。
So meaning that before we go into the land of promise, 我们的
生命还有需要很大的学习。
That there's a lot of things to learn in our life.
制度可能要告诉你说，基督徒啊，你要好好的读圣经。
System may tell you you need to read the Bible well.
也许哪一天你会觉得，哎呦，那我们教会好可怕。
Some people say the church is scary.
哎呀，我一进到教会里面，我开始的时候就被人家盯住，我要每一天祷告跟读经。
So as soon as I come into church, I'm being looked.Forced to pray and read every day.
如果这样，你要感谢主。
But if this happens, you give thanks to the Lord.
有人盯啊，好过没人盯，你懂吗
？Somebody is looking over you to make sure that you read and pray.
你免得要我到教会没有人告诉我要读圣经了。
So it's better this way than somebody who says no one ever told me to read and pray.
没有人告诉我要学祷告。
No one ever told me I need to learn to pray.
这个当然是不对的。
Of course, this is wrong.
如果我们能够整个用基督徒的生命里面的连结。
If we can use a connection of fellowship of Christians' lives,
督促你是要你的生命成长。
It's for you to grow in your life.
因此呢，二十七章里面给我们看到是按着这个整个的制度。
So in chapter 27 is according to this.
这个制度是按着宗族。
It's according to the tribes.
最后呢，有一个这个按着每一个王里面，他打比较好好的编列，大卫把它编列出来。
So according to what the kings have found worked well, King David.
那么二十八章里面编列出来以后，就告诉我们如何分工跟配搭。
So in chapter 28, after the arrangement had been set, it's a division of labor and work.
11-12节，大卫将殿的油廊。
So verse 11, verse
八章啊。
Chapter 28, then David gave his son
Solomon
the plan.
房屋、府库。
For the portico, the temple, its building,
楼房、
its storerooms,
内殿。
It's upper part.
和施恩所的样式。
And the inner rooms and the place of atonement.
你要注意到啊，这个施恩所的样式。
Be careful here, the place of atonement.
样式这两个字。
The place.
在整个里面一直提到，在二十八章里面提了十几次的样式。
In chapter 28, mentioned the fashion, the
表示
the plans,
规矩。
Meaning that this is the rules.
有一定的规矩。
There are certain rules.
我们教会在定这一个啊，这个博爱区。
So like in our church, we have different districts, such as the district of love.
真的身体上、残障上有这一个啊，这一个啊，这个有需要的。
For those people who have may handicap, maybe handicap.
年纪比较大了，你要让他从后面走到前面去。
So for the elderly, for them to walk such short distances.
所以呢，我们帮助更多人可以在博爱区里面。
So we can help those people who are in the district of love.
那么有一些人呢？
And some people,
他带着人以后，他自己就开到后面去
了。They after they bring people to the church, they drive to the back.
我虽然带了一些老人来停在这里。
They said that even though I brought the elderly here to the church.
但是我停在这里占了一个人的位置。
But I don't want to take up the space here myself.
就开到外面去，开到后面一点。
I'd rather put my car somewhere else.
当然也有一些年轻人他。我就是来聚会，聚会本来教会就要提供我停车场啊。
But some youth may think that I'm here to come to church, and church is supposed to give me a space to park.
说这一排都是这个比较大的车子停。
For example, this row is for larger cars.
我们看见都是开的小车，他也认为他是大车。
So we see people park their compact cars there.
就很难去评估了。
So it's very hard to figure out.
当然不能赶呐。
Of course, you cannot drive them out of there.
制度总是要定出来。
So that's why we have systems.
那制度定出来，在实行的时候，难免就会怎么样？难免就会卡到一些怎么样不守习惯的人。
So when we enforce a system, of course you're going to run into people who do not obey.
或是自我感觉良好的那一些人。
Or those people feel like what is good in their own eyes.
我在教会付出这么大，让我停个位置会怎么样
？So I sacrifice so much for the church. What is it for me to park here?
啊，这个都是一个很。这样的一个问题呢，都是我们必须要怎么样忍耐它成长。
So this kind of problem we need to endure so that it can grow.
看到施恩所的样式。
So we see the plan of the place of atonement and the whole worship.
整个的圣殿里面的每一样的器具。
And all the objects in the temple
都有它一定的这一个位置。
Have their own positions.
那么这表示怎么样分配的要非常好。
So meaning that the division have to be Well done.
当我们教会是在渐渐的成长当中。
Our church is also in the process of growing.
我们的教会跟其他的教会不太一样的地方在哪里
？What's the difference between our church and other churches?
从美国我们开始有才开始建立这个教会。
In the United States, we built this church.
我们在过去里面呢，不像有一些教会里面，它有一些制度它已经沿袭下来。
We're not like other churches, like they have systems that are passed down.
所以我们有一些学习。
So we have to learn.
有一些自己的成长。
And we have a growth of our own.
所以在整个的建造的过程里面
，So in the process of building,
还在整个的这个啊这个半成品的当中。
So in the completion of this,
所以都要靠弟兄姐妹呢有一个爱心来一起建造神国的殿。
Need the love of the brother and sister to build the temple of the kingdom.
我们按着圣经的方式里面慢慢来被建造。
According to the ways in the Bible that we are built gradually.
我们这个圣殿被建造完成的时候
，After our holy temple are built.
就开始看见神国的使命。
We'll see the commission of the kingdom.
我们在神国的使命里头
，In the commission of the kingdom.
我们就能够看到真正的那一个无形的天上的耶路撒冷。
We will see the invisible Jerusalem from heaven.
地上的耶路撒冷
，And the Jerusalem on earth.
天上的耶路撒冷
and the heavenly Jerusalem.
地上的天国。
And the heaven, kingdom of earth.
天上的天国。
And the heavenly kingdom.
地上的天国是两这个这个也神的国不在这里不在那里就在我们中间。
The kingdom on earth is among us. It's not here or there.
这个是我们可以从地上体验到天国的存在。
It's our experience of the presence of heavenly kingdom on earth.
所以弟兄姐妹如果没有彼此的神话语的建造里头的时候
So if the brothers and sisters are not built in the word of God
我们很难体验到这一些
It's hard for us to experience these
礼拜二我在讲课的时候我就告诉我们如果一起在敬拜
So in Tuesday seminary I said if we worship together
哎呀我们两三个人我们这几个人一唱起歌来一起祷告比较有感觉
So if we two three of us sing together and worship together we have more feeling
如果只有我们有感觉我们跟别人都感觉不到的感觉的时候
but we don't feel the presence of others when we're feeling
那么我们要突破这个只有我们在一起能够的感觉
we need to break through just us alone in our feeling
要不然你跟别人听哎呀啊你没有感觉
so you will not feel anything when you're with other people
那我们的感觉是从人的感受里面来的呢还是从圣灵里面来的呢
our feeling is from our a human side or from Holy Spirit
我们要跳离个人感觉的那个攀离
we need to escape from the personal feelings
我们才能够真正的在更多的弟兄姐妹的面前我们可以领受到神的恩典
so we can receive the grace with our brothers and sisters
这一个也是我们生命的一个突破
this is a breakthrough in our life too
我们从历代至上我们来看到这一些班次的分别是有那么多的篇幅介绍特别最后
So we see that in 1st Chronicle at the end that there are so many plans and divisions for the service. 这一些
都是所罗门还没建殿之前的这个大卫在细部里面他已经建造了。
These were the details that David set up before Solomon built the temple.
那么我们看在所罗门要建造之前
Before Solomon built the temple.
是不是他都不用学了
Did it mean that he didn't have to learn anything?
所以我们从明天后天我们来看所罗门在建殿的时候
So tomorrow and the day after, when we learned about
他如何成为一个接棒人
Solomon built the temple, how he became a successor.
这接棒人跟接班人不太一样
Those who succeed and those who are to receive the service of ministry are different.
这一个所罗门王
We'll talk about King Solomon.
我们一同来祷告
Let's pray.
天父求你帮助我们
Heavenly Father may help us.
让我们从历代至上的一个班次的分别
So from the divisions in the first chronicle,
知道我们要被分配
That we need to arrange.
我们的生命里面要一起成长。
That our lives need to grow together.
让我们看我们在属于什么样子的位份里头。
So that we know what position we belong.
让我们从被教会的安排里面看到神你对我们的应许。
So we can see from the arrangement of the truth that we see the promise.
顺服你的脚步。
That we can obey your leading. Thank you, Lord.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.